Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands in MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
Hello and welcome to another edition of WFAN Daily. I'm your host, Sal Licata. Today is a special edition of WFAN Daily. I'm not sure if you podcast listeners are familiar with this, but I do a weekly podcast segment every week with my good friend Jimmy Traina of Sports Illustrated for the SI Media podcast, and it's called Traina Thoughts, and I join him for those segments. And I thought, why not flip the roles here a little bit and have Jimmy on my podcast for a change? So today, a very special episode of WFAN Daily with Jimmy Traina.
Thanks for having me, Sal. This was a brilliant idea since I can't do my pod right now, but I don't have a ton of information, but if you are a SI Media podcast listener, stay tuned. News is coming soon. I think the hiatus will be brief. That's all I can say at the moment.
Okay. And full disclosure, yeah. I've thought about having you on for a while. Just right. I like the crossover thought, or you know, just we do the same thing, but we just do it on my podcast.
Right.
And then, you know, last night you were talking about coming to the city, and I'm like, oh, I need to do a podcast anyway. Why not? And you told me about, you know, the hiatus.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, well, we could keep the train of thoughts going where we do our thing. We'll just do it on my podcast until you're back up and running. And then in less than 24 hours, you're seeming to get potentially some news.
And I only said yes because my listeners want to know what's happening with your move. So I figured we got to cover that at some point. It's good. Do you know how hard it's going to be for me to not lead this podcast because it's yours? Like, yeah. It's very weird for me to just sit here. I'm ready. I have, like, things I want to say.
Right. And it's also weird for me to lead the segment with you,
right.
But I do want you to take over here because I do this a few times a week here. We got the show. I wanted you to have your form still up and running to get off what's on your chest for train of thoughts on WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
All right, that's ridiculously nice of you. And I know you got to cater here to the New York audience a little bit, yeah. So I don't want to and I have some personal topics, but I'll start with one that right away I thought of you. It's a Sal Licata special right off the bat.
Okay.
Two NFL games on Wednesday.
Oh, God, Christmas. I hate it.
There it is.
It's a slap in the face. Merry Christmas. Here you go. First of all, they said they weren't going to do it because it's a Wednesday, and they go from not doing it to two.
Well, anyone who's surprised they're doing it is an idiot because the ratings for the Christmas Day games have been through the roof the last couple of years. So just because it's on a Wednesday, they're not going to give that up. The NFL will finagle a way to do it. And to make matters worse, I don't know how true this is. Maybe I shouldn't even say this because I saw it on Twitter. I didn't read the full story, but I read this today. It sounds like, too, it's not guaranteed those games are going to be CBS, Fox, ESPN, NBC. They may, one or two may even, I think they're up for bid.
Oh, God. So like a streaming situation?
Could be.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do on Christmas. Figure out how to stream the game only on Peacock. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Do they know the times? Are we getting 4 and 8?
I don't think the times have been announced yet.
We don't know the teams, obviously. I would hope it's not 1 and 4, I would probably rather, on Christmas Day, 4 and 8 to me is better. And honestly, you know I hate the Christmas games. I'm fine with Christmas Day. I hate Christmas Eve.
I would be shocked if it's not 4:30 and 8. I think the 8:20, you know.
Okay, fine. And there's not going to be anything on Christmas Eve because it's a Tuesday.
Right. I don't think there'll be anything on Christmas Eve. And the teams that play on Christmas Day are going to be playing on the Saturday before, so they have the extra day of rest.
Okay.
That's been announced.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, yeah. Right. So it's going to be that Saturday. And by the way, the NFL just is... They do whatever they want, whenever they want, wherever they want. Games in Brazil, London, Germany, games on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Like, it's ridiculous.
Right. I agree. Now, listen, I didn't want to I know you got to do some New York stuff. I didn't have this on my list, but do you want to say anything about the Mets or the Yankees? The season starting?
You're a big Yankee fan.
Yeah.
What are your expectations? They talked about being a World Series, a team to go win the World Series, being all in. What are your thoughts on the Yanks?
I think they'll make the playoffs, but that's not saying anything. If your payroll is $8 billion, you have to make the playoffs. If you have Judge and Soto, now obviously Garrett Cole thing is a problem. I think they'll make the playoffs. And the playoffs are a crapshoot. Anything can happen. It's impossible to predict in April what's going to happen when you're in the playoffs. You don't know who's injured. If you like, I go into the season thinking Judge is going to get hurt because he gets hurt every year.
Right.
Okay. Cole's out for 2 months. I don't know how you can say they're going to win a World Series based on the injury factor, but they'll be in the playoffs. They'll win their, a ton of games and make all the money they want, and we'll see what happens in the playoffs.
Does that get you excited, though, being a Yankee fan who's experienced the highest of highs many years? Like, we were having this conversation today on the Midday Show with BT, and he's like, I just want to enjoy the season. I'm like, yeah, but, if they don't, they're built right now. This is not 2017,
right,
where they were built to, kind of rebuild, and they went out there and exceeded right all expectations. They're supposed to win. They got Soto for 1 year. They're supposed to win.
Yeah. Listen, I always like it. What made those early teams special was the homegrown. Andy Pettit, Bernie Williams. Now you go get Soto. He's going to leave after a year. It's like very mercenary. So, I'd rather Dominguez, but he's hurt. So I will enjoy this season because I do think with Judge and Soto, there's huge potential there. Plus, we got to get the Sterling nickname for once.
That's priority number one. Yeah.
So do you think the Mets will make the playoffs? Every team makes the playoffs.
I know. Well, like you said, what they should be taking bows. Their payroll is, whatever it is, one of the highest in baseball, if not the highest. Right. I haven't checked recently here, but even in a year where they dial back, it's embarrassing if you don't make the playoffs. That's not an accomplishment anymore.
I don't follow the ins and outs of the Mets closely because I'm a Yankee fan and I'm following the AL East, not the Mets. Are the Mets still this year? Are they burned by anything with Scherzer and Verlander? Or
they're paying them, but whatever. They're burned in the aspect of they're still on the books for this year, which counts against the payroll, which hurts the luxury tax threshold.
But they weren't even that good anyway last year. Not that, for the Mets. To me, what I think the Mets doesn't get talked about enough, and you were all over this last year from the beginning. The fact that they'll have their closer back, who might be the best closer in the game, is huge. They lose the closer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In that exhibition that we both went and watched,
Worthless
if you paid
Baseball
us to,
Classic, yeah.
And then the whole season screwed right from that point.
They should be better on paper. I just don't love the pitching. Their best pitcher right now is Luis Severino, who was throwing batting practice for the Yankees last year.
That's wrong with that.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited, though, for baseball. You and I have had great, I love baseball.
Yep.
I'm a baseball first guy. I love the fact that you get into the season. We tape this opening day. It's there for you every night. It's the best companion in sports. Different with the NFL where it's week to week. This is nightly. You get the Mets and Yankees. I love
the beauty in baseball is that it matches up with the summer.
Yeah,
you're sitting on the beach. You're sitting in the backyard. You're in the car. Little John and Susan.
You can listen to the game. Exactly. Yeah. You can listen to the games, watch the games. So I do love it. All right. What else?
All right. This is a personal one. I apologize to the WFAN people who don't know me, but I just. So the other day I saw something on Twitter that Caleb Williams was fighting with someone on Twitter or doing something on Twitter. I forgot. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, let me see what's going on here. I go to Caleb Williams' Twitter page. I'm blocked.
He blocked you?
Now I'm like, okay, I'm not exactly tweeting about USC football unless maybe I lost a bet somewhere along. So I'm like, I got to see. So I searched to see if I said to myself, there is no way I've ever once tweeted about it. There's no way.
Look at you.
I go search Twitter. I've sent one tweet in my life about Caleb Williams, and it was a video of Dog, Chris Russo, on First Take, calling him Khalib three times, and then being like, I don't know. My tweet was Chris Russo can't even pronounce Caleb Williams. I find it hard to believe that would be the reason he blocked me. I have zero idea why he's blocked, but I'm being blocked now by the number one draft pick in the NFL. No idea.
Wow. Or maybe he just didn't want you as a media member to see his. Who the hell knows? That's odd.
Literally, my only tweet ever was a video of dog botching Caleb Williams' name. And he blocked
Caleb
me.
Williams.
Who's your most famous block?
Well, where do we begin? Zach Wheeler, Marcus Stroman, Joel Sherman, Jen Sturger, I think.
I like that you cross the gamut. You have like players, writers, like
I don't know. Yeah, those are a few that come to mind. I forget. I don't even give a shit at this point. I
Zach
used to care
Wheeler.
About it. But yeah, I don't care. I'm gonna look to see if Caleb Williams just blocks everybody. Let's see what his deal is. All right, go ahead. What else you got?
I just want to give props to something that I think this is a total fat person comment, but I got to make it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to Howard Stern the other day, and he's mocking Gary, poor Baba Booey, as he always does.
Fa fa fooey.
Because Baba Booey has an app on his phone that lets you know when a bagel place has hot, fresh bagels coming out of the oven.
I mean,
I think it's one of the most genius apps I've ever heard. I'm going to download it, and I'm going to use it. And how is this not a no? Like, this should be known all over the world.
You don't need an app for that. I mean, come on. I'm not even a big bagel guy
anymore. Well, I'm a huge bagel guy.
Every morning?
Well, I try not to eat them anymore. Right. But when I'm splurging, a bagel is on my splurge list.
Butter or cream cheese?
And there's
cheese.
A huge, well, that's, good question.
Yeah.
And this is why this is important. Because when you're a psycho and a fatty like me, this is how you do it. The bagel's hot.
Yeah.
Butter melts in beautifully.
Right.
Bagel's not hot. Cream cheese. Every time I go to the bagel store, I go to Bagel Boss in Hicksville, 24 hours, it's the most famous bagel place. I go, anything hot? They check. If it's hot, butter, not hot, cream cheese.
That's a pro move right there. I usually go cream cheese anyway, and I'd rather my bagel cold. I don't like it toasted. I don't even want it hot. Side note, you know, I'm moving, obviously, from Long Island.
Oh, we'll get to that.
My wife and I went to Maureen's the other day.
How was it? Was it packed?
We picked up, and you and I have been there endless times. What's one of the first things you see there?
The cow.
Well, yes, but food-wise, when you walk in, it's on the counter.
The cakes and the muffins.
The muffins.
Yeah.
All my time going to Maureen's, I've never gotten the muffin. You know, because we're always going there to eat.
I know exactly what you're going to say. You got one, it was the best thing ever.
Oh, it was so freaking good.
I knew it.
I said, you know what? Because we called in the order on the way to pick it up. Right. I go, get me a pistachio muffin, too.
That was the flavor? Pistachio.
I love pistachio. It was so good. Right. We got lunch. It was just I got two sandwiches, the tuna sandwich, and I got a turkey sandwich for dinner that I had later that day.
Oh.
And the muffin on top of it. But I had to get my final fix of Maureen's in. Finally had those delicious looking muffins, and it was worth it.
What did your wife get? Did she love what she got, whatever she got?
Or she just, I forget even what she got. Did I care? I loved what I got. Who gives a shit what she likes?
Sal, continuing the tradition of using this segment to say things to get him in trouble.
She definitely doesn't listen to WFAN Daily, and nobody does, so people may hear it.
Oh, they're
going to
listen now. So wait, was this takeout? Because you never do takeout at Maureen's. We go sit at the counter because it's like a Broadway show. Was this because you were busy moving?
Correct.
All right, let's get to
the move. On this particular day, it was Monday, this Monday, we drove to Jersey in the morning to pick out the floor stain color. They got guys doing the floor. We had to go all the way to Jersey to pick out the proper color because we had to see it in person.
Get doing online,
right, exactly. You need to see it in person.
Just then, what you want to be doing.
Then we had to drive on Monday morning, no less, like through rush hour traffic to get there over the GW Bridge, the Cross Bronx Expressway. Kill me. Anyway, on the way back wasn't that bad, but we had to pick up food, then go home, and then start packing up the rest of our house.
First of all, let me just say, when I went on Twitter on Wednesday and announced that there wouldn't be an SI Media podcast this week, someone had the nerve to say, oh, well, now you're free to help Sal move. This is not, I love Sal, but this is not a Jerry Seinfeld, Keith and Andy situation. Right. I'm not helping anybody move ever. How has the move been going? Are we everything on target, on pace?
It's fine. I think it's on pace. They're coming. As we tape this on Thursday, we are moving out tomorrow. So I have to go home. After this, I'm going to SNY. I'll do that show. I'll be done by 6:30, home hopefully by 8:20, 8:30. Yesterday I was out of the house all day, work all day long. You know, today another work opening day. You get the Yankees, you get the Mets tomorrow. I have a couple of hours tonight before bed to finish up the loose ends. And then tomorrow the movers come. I won't be there. It's my wife. And I have an issue with this because now, like, you know, the TVs,
the computer.
Did you
get screwed because the Mets got rained out on opening day and now their opening day is Friday, so you have to cover opening day. Like, you can't be on top of things on Friday like you would have been if the Mets were off.
Right, but either way, I knew I was screwed because I had to work whether today was opening day or tomorrow, doesn't matter. They're both important days, like, right, for both radio and TV, so I couldn't miss them. So my wife is going to be the last one to leave the house and be there with the movers. I'd rather be the point man on that, being like, hey, well, how do we box this up? Make sure you don't mess that TV up. Here's my computer. She's got to now do that.
Well, you have to hope, too, is they might do the whole, like, oh, well, it's extra for us.
Now, that could be a problem. But
remember with the car that time?
Yeah. No, I know. Well, it shouldn't be. So
when is the cable coming?
Saturday at the new house.
And you'll be home to supervise.
Yeah, but then the other issue is, now I'm thinking about, I don't have the guys to hang the TVs back up. I want, like, the TV set so the cable could hook it up. I may have screwed that up, but anyway, it's going. We're here. I mean, this is it. Tonight's my last night to pack up. Tomorrow, they're out.
Tonight is your last night as a Long Islander.
Yes. Tomorrow, I'm staying at my mother's house on Long Island before we officially move Saturday.
Is there a restaurant you'll make sure to hit up tonight or tomorrow before you depart Long Island?
Potentially Little Vincent's.
The pizza.
Yeah,
pizza
you want. That would be the one.
Yeah. I thought you'd say Insignia.
Nah, well, that's on the list, but I don't think we have time for that.
Right,
could order in, but it's not the same. You know, again, I'm not, like, leaving forever. My mother still lives there. I'll be back. But,
right, right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. You got anything? That's all I had.
All right. No, I want you to get it out of your system.
I have a lot to get out of my system. Believe me. But
that's all you could share? Give us the latest.
If you're an SI Media podcast listener, just hang in there a little while longer. That's all I can say at this moment.
Right.
Updates will be coming fast and furious.
All right. And so this might be your last WFAN Daily appearance, what you're saying?
I'll come on anytime you want.
Okay.
Anytime you want, I'll be happy to do it.
Not
in studio.
Oh, right. Right. Special in studio appearance.
Yeah.
All right. That does it for this edition of WFAN Daily. Make sure you download, rate, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Also, hit us up, WFANDaily@gmail.com. I'll answer some of your emails, questions, comments, whatever you may have on an upcoming mailbag episode. That does it for us. We'll see you later.